Today we begin lesson number 2 in Megillas Esther. We'll be learning Perek Aleph, chapter 1, Psukim Tes to Tesvav, 9 to 15. We're in the middle of the Simonim Tanakh on the page before 1262. Yesterday we described the party that Achashverosh made. Now we're going to discuss the party that Vashti makes. In Pasuk Tes, Gam also, Vashti, that's her name. She was the daughter of Belshazzar, who was the king of Bavel. And Belshazzar was the son of Nebuchadnezzar, who was the king of Bavel that destroyed the temple, the Jewish temple. So certainly Vashti, as a granddaughter of the one who destroyed the temple, had no love for the Jewish people and their temple. So Vashti also, Hamalka, the queen, here you see Vashti's name comes before the queen, keep that in mind. Asasa, she made Mishte Nashim, a feast for the women, and it shows you how much affluence she had, and that we'll see she will shortly lose and will become Esther soon. The question is, why does it say the word Gam also? Because obviously she also made a feast, as the husband made one in yesterday's lesson. So there's many answers. One answer is she also made a party, the feast, the way Achashverosh did, by presenting 6 treasures every day. Or you could say she also wore the 8 garments of the Kohen Gadol. Or also her time has come to die, and she will die through what happens in today and tomorrow's lesson. Now, where did she make the party? Beis Hamalchus, in the royal home. Not the same place where the men's party was. And the reason why is that women are more interested in decorated rooms, beautiful clothes, while men satisfy themselves on feastful foods. So she makes a party in the royal house, Asher Lamelech Achashverosh, of King Achashverosh. All right, so if the husband has a party for 7 days, she has a party for 7 days. Yud Bayom HaShivi'i, on the 7th day, the rabbis say the 7th day was Shabbos. The rabbis say for 6 days, the first 6 days, Mordechai and the Sanhedrin were fasting every day to plead for mercy that Hashem should not destroy the Jews for their sinful behavior of going to the party. And Hashem responds on the Shabbos, and we will see what happens to her, that she meets her downfall on the Shabbos, which is measure for measure, because she abused her Jewish servants, made them work on the Shabbos, and made them work in a very unrespectful way without their clothes on. So on the 7th day, Kitov Lev HaMelech, when the Lev, the heart of the king, was merry, M-E-R-R-Y. In other words, he was very happy, bayayin, with wine. By drinking a lot of wine, he was very merry. Omar, he ordered the following 7 people, lit 2. Number 1, Mehuman. Number 2, Bizsa. 3 is Charvona. 4 is Bigsa. 5 is Avagsa. 6 is Zesar, and 7 Ve and Charkas. Who are these 7 people? Shiva, 7 Hasarisim, chamberlains. And what was the job of the chamberlains? Hamishorsim, who attended Espinei HaMelech Achashverosh. He attended King Achashverosh. So what did he order them to do? Yud Aleph, Lahavi, to bring S. Now look at the change here. Vashti Hamalka. It's still the same. Vashti is in front of the word Malka. Lifnei HaMelech, before the king. He ordered them to bring her before the king. And how was she supposed to present herself to everybody? Be Keser Malchus, with wearing the crown of royalty. He wanted her to come only wearing a crown and nothing else. Laharos, to show off. Ho'amim, the people. Ve'harim, and the officers, to show off what? Es yafya, her beauty. Why? Ki, because tovas mara he, she was a tovas mara, beautiful to look at. He wanted to show off that he had the most beautiful woman in the world as his wife, and that would obviously be a feather in his cap, and we'll see what her response is. Yud Beis, surprisingly, vatimo ein, and she refused. Who refused? Hamalka Vashti. Here you have the word Malka before Vashti. The first two times it was Vashti before the Malka. We'll explain that shortly. The Queen Vashti refused Lavo to come, Bidivar, at the command of Hamelech the king. Why did she refuse? Not because she was such a modest person, because she developed suddenly leprosy. And because of that leprosy, it would be very embarrassing for her to come before everybody in that state. This now will pave the way for her downfall. And she's punished by God measure for measure. Because of her great arrogance, the punishment for arrogance is leprosy. So she refused to come at the command of the king Asher, which was beyond conveyed Hasarisim by the chamberlains. What is the king's response? Vayiktsof Hamelech, and the king Vayiktsof, he was incensed, me'od, very much. Why was he so incensed? Number one, because she refused, and number two, when she refused, she sent back a very scoffing, degrading message via the chamberlains, insulting the king greatly. V'chamoso, and his anger, bo'ara, burned in him. So now he has to figure, what is he going to do? Yud Gimel, Vayomer Hamelech, and the king spoke, lachachamim, to the wise men. And what kind of wise men were they? Yodei, the ones who knew of Ha'itim, the times. One of the interpretations is he consulted with the rabbis, the Jewish rabbis. And they were very intelligent because they knew the times. They could calculate when the leap year took place. They could calculate when the new moon would take place, which needed a tremendous amount of intelligence. And he consulted with them. Now, why did he consult with them? Key, because Chayn, this was... It was such, Devar HaMelech, the king's procedures. This was the procedure before he had to do any type of decide on a serious offense. The procedure was, Lifnei, to turn to Kol Yodei, all who knew, thus the law, the din, and judgment. So the law was, the king could not make a decision on his own. He had to confer with wise men, so he confers with the Jewish people. Now, what happens is, these wise men, they are not inclined to give their honest opinion. The honest opinion would be to put Vashti to death. But the rabbis knew that if the king would listen to them, and then afterwards would regret the decision, he blamed the rabbis, and then punish all the Jews. So therefore the rabbis disqualified themselves. And they said, you know what, since the temple has been destroyed, we're not able to have the minds to make these decisions, and we defer to smarter people than us. So therefore, the king, after consulting with them, he has to now consult with others in Yudalad. For Hakarov Alav, and those that are closest to him, now we're going to get another list of seven names, totally different than the first names. He will consult with, number one, Karshina, number two, Shesor, number three, Admosa. Number four, Sarshish. Number five, Meres. Number six, Marsina. And number seven, Mimuchan. Who are they? Shivas, the seven, Sarai, officers of Paras Umadai, Persia and Media. And what was their positions? They were people who were Roe, who had access to Pnei HaMelech. They had access to the king constantly. Hayoshim, who sat Rishona, they sat at B'malchus, first to the kingdom, meaning they were the highest ranking officials. So therefore, he's going back to consult what the law is in Pasuk Tesvav. How? Kiddus, according to the law. He said, listen, I wonder what is the law I should have. Interesting, it's going to be different when later he decides to kill the Jews. He's not caring about the law. Malas is what to do. And again, you see reversal. B'malka Vashti, with the Queen Vashti. What should be the law? Al for Asher, which lo asasa, she did not obey es ma'amar hamelech, the ma'amar, the bidding of the king Achashverosh, biyad, as conveyed by Hasarisim, the chamberlains. So he wants to know what should be the law to do with his wife. Now in Pasuk Tes and in Yud Aleph, Vashti is referred to Vashti Hamalka. In Yud Beis and Tesvav, she's referred to as Hamalka Vashti. So the commentaries explain that the first two times she's being referred to in a way to denigrate her. As the king is calling for her, he wants to say, you know, really, you're just a Vashti. You're a plain old woman. And by marrying me, Hamalka, you happen to be the queen. So your queenship is by virtue of me, but you're really only primarily a Vashti. But when she refuses in Yud Beis, it says Tvatemain, she refuses. Hamalkavashi says, wait a minute, I'm a queen in my own right. And don't put denigrate me. And again in Tesvav, how to deal with a woman, Bamalkavashi, who felt that she was a queen in her own right, feeling that she could denigrate Achashverosh. Let's take a look at the questions. Number one, what was Vashti's royal lineage? She was the daughter of Belshazzar, the king of Bavel, who was the son of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Bavel, who destroyed the temple. And Bavel, as we already said yesterday, was destroyed by the Persians and the Medes. So we see this was also a political marriage in which the vanquished Bavel's princess now marries the king of the conqueror. Two, who did Vashti make a feast for? The women. Three, where did Vashti make the feast and why? She made it in the Beis HaMalchus, in the royal house, which was much prettier, and women like to have a pretty environment to have a feast in. Four, what is the intent of the word gam? Gam means that she also showed six treasures every day like King Achashverosh. She also wore eight garments of the Kohen Gadol, as Achashverosh did, and also was her time to die. Five, what happened on the seventh day of the second feast? The king called Vashti to come to the men's party, only wearing the crown. Six, what day of the week was the seventh day of the feast? It was Shabbos. Seven, why did it happen specifically on the seventh day? Two reasons. Number one, because Mordechai and the Sanhedrin were praying that Hashem should forgive the Jews. They were fasting and praying that Hashem should forgive the Jews for their sin of going to the party. And finally, they were answered on the Shabbos. And she was punished on Shabbos because she denigrated her Jewish servants on the Shabbos to make them work on the Shabbos without any clothes on. Eight, how many chamberlains of the king did he have and what were their names? He had seven chamberlains and their names were Mehuman, Bizisa, Harvona, Bigsa, Avagsa, Zesar, and Harkas. Nine, what function did the chamberlains have? They attended to the king's needs. Ten, what order did the king give his chamberlains? That Vashti should appear to him only wearing her crown. 11, why did he make this order? He wanted to show off her amazing beauty, that he had the most beautiful woman as a queen. 12, why does the text sometimes precede and follow the name Vashti with the words queen? Whenever it says Vashti before queen, it means that they're trying to denigrate her by calling her just a Vashti who happens to be the queen. On the other hand, Vashti felt she was Queen Vashti, that she was first royalty a queen, and then Vashti. 13, why does Vashti refuse to come at the king's command? Because she suddenly became leprous. 14, why does Hashem strike Vashti with leprosy? As a punishment measure for measure, for being so arrogant, leprosy is a punishment to humble someone. 15, why was the king very incensed at Vashti's refusal? Number one, because she refused and didn't listen to him. Number two, because she hurled many insults via the chamberlains, attacking him personally. 16, who did the king seek advice from in regards to Vashti's refusal? He consulted the rabbis, who were the wise men. 17, why did he need to seek advice from them? Because the law of the country was you have to seek advice before you make a decision for all capital crimes. And they were extremely smart, as they had great knowledge of astronomy, by being able to make leap years and decide the months. 18, what was their advice and why? Their advice was they did not feel they could give advice. Really, the reason was because they didn't want to cause Vashti's death and then be blamed later for it. But they told the king that they're not able to give advice since they've lost their great intelligence because of the destruction of the temple. 19, whom did the king seek advice from afterwards? He decided advice from his seven high-ranking officials. 20, how many advisors did the king have? What were their names? He had seven advisors who were high-ranking officials. Their names were Karshina, Shesor, Admasa, Sarshish, Meres, Marsina, and Memuchan. Please spend a few minutes going over today's lesson and spend a few minutes going over yesterday's lesson number one. Have a great day.